Ever wondered how you can study abroad on a budget through an agency with visa application for free? I've got news for you. Sable International, S-A-B-L-E, Sable International has access to over 300 institutions in Canada, UK, Ireland, Spain, France, Switzerland, and a lot of countries. And they offer free applications and free visa processing services. Reach out to Sable International today to make inquiries and start your application for free. You can call them on this number, 0818-580-4002, or visit their website, www.sableinternational.com. Sable, that is S-A-B-L-E, Sable International. Thank me later. Let's help. Right into today's episode.
So I just started to do what I knew best. Didn't have a way to create an income. I'm just going to fence, put some drips, and grow some crops.
Let's talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.
All across the nation, all around the world, women are longing to be free. No longer in the shadows, forced to stay behind, but side by side in true equality. So sing a song for women everywhere. Let it ring around the world and never, never cease. So sing a song for women everywhere. Equality, development, and peace. Women can't be silent when around the world people hurt and hungry child they cry. We'll sing out now for justice and development and hold the rights of all the people high. So sing a song for women everywhere. Let it ring around the world and never, never cease. So sing a song for women everywhere. Equality, development, and peace. If you don't like this song, I don't know what you will like. You're permitted not to like my voice, but hey, you have to like this song. This is the women's anthem. Now, I'm not sure if it's a global anthem, but I know we sing it a lot as women here in Nigeria. So guys, welcome to this special episode in the Women's month of March. Hey, what have you done to celebrate the women today? Think about it. You have an entire month to do something special for the women around you. So today, I am going to be telling you a story about a woman in Kenya. This month, we have decided to celebrate local heroes, women who inspire. So, the idea is some women would never hear about Conjuana. Some of them will never hear about Michelle Obama. Some of them will never hear about Amina Yusuf. Some of them would never hear about the big heroes we see on the internet. But hey, there are some women in their communities that are their heroes, inspiring change and making a difference. And those are the women we will shine our lights. Our first story for the International Women's Day is this story all the way from Kenya. It's the story of the founder and CEO of Farmer on Fire Limited, an organization that provides farming skills for farmers in Africa, especially, of course, you know, my darling women. Kuria is her name. Kuria was born and raised in Nyahururu. After unexpectedly losing her job in the real estate industry, she moved out of Nairobi to reduce her living costs. Let's put a context to this. According to the Federation of Kenya Employers, the country's underdevelopment or unemployment rate stands at 12.7%. With the youth demography of 15 to 34 years constituting 35% of their population. Now, this means that over 67% of young people are suffering from unemployment. This gives a tough situation for people like Kuria. But yes, she's a woman. You know women, we're resilient, right? So Kuria decided to go back to her farming roots.
Interestingly, I was never meant to be a farmer. It's just that life went south. I was retrenched and then I found myself in Kitengela and didn't have a way to create an income or spend my day. So I just started to do what I knew best.
She also realized that there was a gap in the market for indigenous vegetables. So she took that opportunity.
I got a very good market and it encouraged me to keep going and keep expanding. I would go to my neighbor's lots and ask them, can I use your plot? I'll make sure it's not it's not grabbed. I'm just going to fence, put some drips and grow some crop.
This made her an urban farmer. As an urban farmer with a small space, Kuria focuses mainly on high-value crops such as oyster and button mushrooms, strawberries, black soldier fly larvae, eucalyptus, and a lot more of these fruits. She dries much of her produce with solar dryers and packages them into different products.
My friends would ask me, Wangari, you're able to grow food. How do you grow food? Me, I also want to learn how to grow food. So that's when I started shooting for them small clips in their farm, narrating my story, trying to look interesting. My focus is on empowering small-scale holder farmer because I'm a small-scale holder farmer. When we say youth should get more into agriculture, women should get more into agriculture, these are people who don't hold these assets.
Now, Kuria not only grows high-value crops, but she also trains farmers and aspiring farmers, especially women. She offers online sessions on Telegram, and she charges about $13 for that.
Business is about community. You can hear order. For now, and this one is showing up too.
One of our biggest priorities and product is in trainings. So we offer trainings, especially mushroom trainings, where we teach people how to grow those mushrooms. We also give them ready bags where they don't even need to have the training. They just go, start spraying, and they can harvest immediately.
Now, so far, she has trained over 12,000 people through her online training and 2,400 through her lessons conducted on the farm. Come on, think about this. From a jobless person to this massive trainer, right? So it's a question of what are you doing with that opportunity that you have right now? Just think and reevaluate yourself. Think of how to go back to your roots. Let Kuria's story inspire you. Kuria has traveled the world as a voice for other farmers. She has been heavily involved in activism, speaking on behalf of small-scale farmers, especially women. She has also traveled to South Africa, Paris, China, and the USA, and other countries.
And whatever is left and
Kuria has helped address challenges faced by women-led agribusinesses in her community.
One of the main things that we've learned that you don't have to start big. It is about growing from one step to another. And it doesn't require so much capital from what I have learned today.
And in 2023, Kuria won the Global Citizen Prize. Kuria is now taking her experiences and knowledge to another level as an author. She's written two books, namely, How to Start Farming, A Guide for Small-Scale to Profit-Making Business. And this girl is on fire. She's currently working on her third book. Like other women are inspiring, Kuria stands as a local hero in her community in Kenya. She has given so many women a voice. But most importantly, she makes them to believe in themselves and in their abilities to make something out of every difficult condition. So, she's our local hero for the month of March. Next week, I'll be right here with another interesting story from another country. I do hope that you will be here to listen again. Hey, it's me again, Sheffy, and thank you for listening to this week's episode. See you again next time. Make sure you subscribe, tell your friends and your friends' friends and your friends' friends' friends to listen and get a dosage of inspiration from our episodes. Alright guys, it's time to go. I know. Bye. See you again next time. It's me, DS Bello. Thank you for listening.
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.